You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If certain health plans and legislators get their way, Michigan's mental health system could soon be privatized. Pretty much everyone agrees that closer coordination of mental and physical health care would be a good thing for patients. After all, the mind is connected to the body. But just how to get there has been up for fierce debate going on 2 years now. In passing its version of the Department of Health and Human Services budget for 2018-19, the Senate added a provision that has advocates and mental health providers concerned. Here with us now is Kevin Fisher, Executive Director of the Michigan Chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. He's been following these developments very closely. Kevin, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me back.
How worried are you about this latest development?
Very concerned. Because it signals to me that the legislature who decided to privatize the mental health system continues to signal that we can't take their word.
When you stop and think that the state Senate, led by Senator Mike Shirkey, Clark Lake Republican, approved this provision that would allow private health plans to contract with agencies other than community mental health authorities, explain to us why, in your view, this is a problem.
Well, the problem becomes that, one, it undermines the community mental health system. Even after the Senate decided to privatize the community mental health system and move forward with the pilots, a part of the original agreement was that all specialty services still had to be contracted through the community mental health local departments, and that the health plans had to contract with the community mental health departments for those services. Now it appears they're rolling that back and circumventing the community mental health system, which would decimate the system financially and for services to the people who we serve.
The health plans, they say they can do it better on their own and argue, hey, we've done well on the physical health side. Why not give us a chance? So what gives you pause?
Because saying we can do it better is not good enough. The evidence suggests that they can't. Now, I will add here that I recently spoke with an official from one of the health plans who said that this was not an attempt to circumvent the CMH system and that they, too, expected this language proposed in 298E to be revised or removed.
You talked about evidence. What evidence, Kevin, suggests to you that they cannot perform, they can't do it better on their own?
Well, one, because they don't specialize in severe and pervasive. To this point, the health plans have pretty much only had experience with what's referred to as mild to moderate mental health disorders. And the information that we've seen shows that that hasn't been managed as well as it could. So to take the leap from mild to moderate to more serious mental illness just doesn't make sense, because there's no evidence that suggests that they have the network or the knowledge to do so.
There was an agreement that was, hashed out after months and months of meetings to put forth three pilot projects that would explore how the community mental health agencies, the health plans, and service providers could better integrate physical and mental health care. Now, the original deadline to get those up and running was October 1st of this year. The state just announced last week it's pushing that back an entire year, so October 2019. Why the delay?
Well, the delay is because, one, this was a hastily put together process. I can't say thought out, because I don't think it was well thought out. The Senate moved this process to the health plans without any plan of how to execute it. They left the department in a situation where they didn't have time to come up with a plan to execute it. And so we're not surprised that the pilot deadline or start date has been pushed back. We are surprised that it's a whole year. None of the officials that I've spoken to on either side believe that they need an entire additional year.
If that language, Kevin Fisher, makes it into the final budget, will health plans still take part in these pilot projects? Do you think they'll still have a reason to participate?
I think they would have a reason to participate, but I don't think it's in either their best interest or in the best interest of the people we serve. Again, the officials that I've spoken to agree that the community mental health departments are best equipped, have the history and knowledge to deal with these issues. While the health plans do have some expertise they can bring to the table with regard to efficiencies, it's simply not in this area. And I think they know that and are willing to, frankly, admit that they're not specialists in this area. So I think Senator Shirky's language was hasty and irresponsible and needs to be removed effective immediately.
What does this tell you? What do you think is behind this language, that you brand as hasty?
I think what's behind it is, one, he's clearly not listening to the people or the advocates. And I think it further demonstrates that he does not have a good understanding of our public mental health system and what it takes to yield the best outcomes for the people we serve. At the end of the day, we all understand their budgetary concerns. We all understand their politics at play here. But what's being forgotten are the people that we serve and building better lives for them, which frankly benefits us all.
And when you think of these people you serve and their families, what concerns you the most? Should the state go this route and let the health plans contract with whomever they'd like?
Short answer is no. And it's because the people we serve have been trying to speak for the last 2 years and their voices have been ignored. So that's the first concern that I have. The second is, again, to me, it demonstrates a complete lack of knowledge or understanding of what it takes to deliver the services that build better lives for the people we serve. This will take us down a more costly road. The people we serve will have less choice. The providers may not be vetted properly. There are a host of concerns that we have here that simply haven't been addressed. If we're going to combine the public community mental health system with the health plans, at least let's bring the best of the two worlds together instead of hastily circumventing and shortcutting the system just to push a program through that just hasn't been well thought out.
Kevin Fisher, Executive Director of the Michigan Chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Kevin, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.